No. Ah.
So, would you tell me exactly what you're saying there? So I don't have to
breathe? I'm putting you in a dilemma.
The dilemma. I'm drinking.
No, no. The drinking is only a symptom of what your real heart problem is. If you had a real, true belief in what God said in the Bible, every word of it, you'd be born again and you'd have the Spirit of God living in you, telling you what you're doing, and it would be telling you to do something that would help people who are on their way to hell. Now, the dilemma is that if Jesus is who the Bible said He is, He's God Almighty come to earth. Everybody that doesn't believe that says that He was just a good man, but He may have been deceived or He may have gotten enlightenment later, but He really wasn't God. And so the people that take that position have trouble all their life and they end up in hell. The people who take the position that Jesus is God and don't live for Him have trouble all their lives, and then they can end up in hell too if they didn't believe what He said. They got to get born again. See, you've got to be born again. Now, do you understand that? Have you been?
I completely understand.
Have you been born again?
Yes, I have.
When did you get born again?
It's been about, let's say, 4 years ago now.
Okay. And what did you do to get born again?
I asked Him to come in my heart.
And did He come in?
Yes, He did.
All right, so now.
So you want to know why am I drinking?
No, I'm going to ask you this. Has it ever dawned on you that in heaven everybody's not going to be equal? You're going to heaven because you received Jesus into your heart. Now that makes your destiny heaven. But now everybody in heaven is not going to sit on the same cloud strumming the same harp.
Where does it say that?
Matthew chapter 6 verse 20, Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. Matthew 6 20. I'm a Bible. I'm a Bible believer, and I go to a Baptist church because I think the Baptists. See, the Baptists talk about receiving Christ and getting life. See, they're the only ones that teach that. The Catholic. Okay, the Catholic Church says to receive a wafer, and that is Jesus, and that's hearty. See, they. Okay. Because of what?
Because we are a Bible-believing church. And He don't want people to think this is just a Southern Baptist church. He wants anybody that wants to come and feel welcome.
Well, the
and
issue...
we're growing and we move into a new location that took that up. But I just figured you was kind of down here because, you know, it's kind of like Bourbon Street, we're on Bell Street, and people are out here drinking. But the Bible doesn't say that drinking is a sin. It's the drunkenness that is a sin and how it's received by others.
Yeah. Well, alcoholic beverage has never been a friend to any man or woman.
Well, I'll preach to you, if you're out drinking and you say, me don't hide it, because it's not the drinking, it's the sin.
Well, I believe it is the drinking that's a sin, too, because the Bible says in Proverbs, look not on the wine when it giveth its color in the cup, at last it biteth like a serpent. It'll bite you.
Are you a preacher at a particular church?
No, I go to a church up in Millington. New Hope Baptist Church.
Well, if you're ever down in Mississippi and Brandon, I'd like to invite you to come to Pineway.
Well, thank you a lot. I don't expect to come down there unless your pastor invites me to come down and preach for him.
So,
I'd love to come.